Chris Tesmer on WRCO-FM, Richland Center. Coming on home, it is 7 o'clock and currently 33 degrees on the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge. It is a little bit on the slushy side in some areas. Here in Richland Center area, dusting to a half inch of snow. 2-hour delay for Kickapoo, Riverdale, and Pleasant Ridge Waldorf schools today. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM-trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stop at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The investigation goes on in Kansas City following the mass shooting during the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl celebration. ABC's Alex Perez is there.
This was a big event that the city prepared for. So there were hundreds of officers all over the place, about 800 officers specifically assigned just to monitor this area with thousands of people. And then there were 24 other law enforcement agencies who were brought in to help keep things safe. Yet with all those officers on the scene, we still had this shooting.
One person was killed in the shooting. More than 20 others, including several children, were shot and wounded. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee posting on X about the threat by Russia to put nuclear weapons in space that would be targeting satellites. Many wondering why the chairman opted to make it public that way. Former President Donald Trump expected back at another New York courtroom today. He says he'll be there in person for the hearing in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. This is ABC News. Ukraine hit with another widespread Russian missile barrage. At least 11 people hurt in the attacks launched early this morning. The British economy taking a downturn. It has officially slipped into a recession. Economists, though, think it will be relatively mild and short-lived. Another tech giant trimming its workforce.
Cisco Systems announcing this week that it's preparing to cut more than 4,000 jobs. That's about 5% of its global workforce of nearly 85,000. The internet networking pioneer, the latest in a parade of tech companies laying off employees to boost profits and stock prices. It's also a sobering reminder of the growing job insecurity in an industry which is increasingly embracing artificial intelligence. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Groundbreaking today in South Carolina on a $2 billion electric vehicle plant. It's being built by Volkswagen and will roll out EV versions of the old Scout SUVs, popular in the 60s and 70s. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Richland Center and Bosco Bell residents, support your community by shopping local at Napa, your friendly, locally owned store. For all Milwaukee Tools fans, now is the time to stock up. Buy more, save more. Purchase $300 and get a $50 gift card, $400 for a $100 gift card, or go big with $500 and enjoy a $150 gift card. Napa Auto Parts at Richland Center and Bosco Bell. Hurry, these specials run now through February.
Coming up, a check of forecast details here on a Thursday morning and more regular features from WRCO and WRCE.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Kirstie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christy and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christy Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Need the perfect Valentine's Day gift for yourself or someone you love? Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet for the best deals on some beautiful furniture, now through February 17th. New to our store, the Hoover Heavy Duty Firm Mattress is now 30% off, 20-year non-prorated warranty, and the perfect addition to your room. Take an additional 20% off all sheets, covers, pillows, and more. Only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
Hi, my name is Molly. I'm a third grade student at St. Mary's School. St. Mary's Elementary School and the Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, February 16th in St. Mary's School's parking lot from 4:30 until 7. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of the meal is $11, with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. Again, the drive-through fish fry is February 16th from 4:30 to 7 at St. Mary's School. See you there!
For today, the forecast calls for partly cloudy conditions. This morning, some sunshine popping up a little later on, a high of 35. Northwest winds at 10 to 20. Tonight, passing clouds, a low of 20. Friday, partly sunny and colder, a high of 27. Friday night, a few clouds and cold, a low of 9. 29 Saturday and Sunday, 37. Monday, 43 degrees and up to 48 by Tuesday. West winds are at 4 to 5 miles per hour right now after an earlier reading this morning of 38. We are down from that to 33 degrees. A two-hour late start for Riverdale, Kickapoo, and Pleasant Ridge Waldorf today because of the slushy conditions this morning. Here's Parmalee.
Into this thing, come on and sit down. I'll order us around. I wanna know everything. Girl, where's your hometown? Are those your mama's eyes? What are you doing for the rest of your life? Cause I'm already thinking about you and me getting out of here and taking a drive. Just slide a little closer, put your head on my shoulder like this ain't our first time. Girl, don't worry about holding on tight. Cause I'm already calling, you mine. Whoa, whoa. I know that there's a chance, I'm thinking too fast. Tell me, am I right or am I reading this wrong? They'll play the last song, the lights will come on. That don't mean we can't take the long way home, home.
I'm already calling you mine. If
7:10, that was Parma Lee and Already Calling You Mine here on WRCO. 33 degrees. We hope it was a good Valentine's Day for you. I got a nice card from Junie. I gave her one as well, absolutely. And the one that I even went and bought, I didn't make it this year. Yeah, so didn't have the time. That's what it was. Anyway, we'll see what old Hank Bray is doing and how his wild Valentine's night went. Whether he had ramen noodles for one or what was going on, but
I can tell
it's coming up.
By the way that you're stirring a drink, oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you save me the trouble? Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself. Why don't you save me the trouble? Give that heartache to somebody else. If you're the kind of girl that's only gonna trouble, baby. Now the closer I get to the red on your lips, I can feel myself falling all crazy. Cause just a little kiss and I can never get you out of my mind. So before you go,
to see. It's a girl, my lord, ever be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. So take it easy.
Classic Eagles on WRCO and Take It Easy. Take it easy out there today. A little bit of light snow, some slushy stuff there, here and there. Today, some things to celebrate. National Clementine Day. Not Henry's dog. No, the fruit. It's National Gumdrop Day. National Hippo Day. It's Singles Awareness Day. Remember the Maine Day and National I Want Butterscotch Day. Indulge your taste buds at the Richland Locker. This week's specials include a treat from Meat Lovers. Savor the tenderness of boneless country ribs at just $2.98 per pound. Craving a burst of flavor? Try the Mesquite Barbecue Country Ribs, only $3.98 per pound. Quality meats, unbeatable prices. Visit them at downtown Richland Center and elevate your dining experience. Richland Locker, where every bite is a delight.
Coach Johnson would love to spread some health and hope this month. In honor of Valentine's Day being the 14th, I'll provide 14% off this month for those who place a new order with me. You can reach out on Facebook or contact me at 608-604-7751. Others took advantage of last month's offer, and that group is down over 100 pounds already. Are you ready to lose weight, maintain, or add muscle? Our program can help. You know me, I love to coach. Contact Coach Johnson today, have an informed conversation, and get 14% off.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win as all landowners receive green for their logs, and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
7:20, our school situation has not changed from early this morning. A 2-hour late start for Riverdale, also for Kickapoo, and Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, all running buses and classes 2 hours late.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Unmanaged high blood pressure is one of the leading causes of heart disease. Because there are usually no symptoms associated with high blood pressure, it's important to have yours checked regularly. This American Heart Month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics reminds you that you have the power to take action and protect yourself from heart disease. Working more actively into your day and managing your blood pressure can have a big impact on protecting your health.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide, cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in rawhide.
There he is.
Good morning, sir.
He's tardy, but we'll let him pass today.
I'm right on time, my man. Right on time.
Yeah. Well, you sat down just in time.
I had to make your coffee.
Oh, you did. Okay.
I did.
All right.
So, if not, I would have gotten in trouble by Joanne, like usual.
Right. So why is it mine if you get in trouble with her? I wouldn't say anything.
No, you would just go, well, I guess there's no coffee.
Right, today. Exactly. Right.
And then you would just move on and go, well, Henry's not doing his job.
He's not doing his job.
Again.
Put a note by his name in the employee file.
Yeah, permanent file.
Permanent file.
Anyway, how was your evening?
Pretty good.
Good
yeah.
for you guys. Good.
Junie and I,
I heard that on
supper
the way
out.
In.
Yeah.
Good for, was it good?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Good. And then had a little... You know, rest and relaxation.
Good for you. You said you were what, sleeping by 7:15?
Something like that, yeah. Party on.
Good for you guys.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Awesome. So anyway, I didn't do anything. Went to the doctor, a couple doctor visits yesterday. So.
Did you?
No.
They worked on your head, did you?
Yeah, they said there's no fixing that.
Couldn't, x-ray showed nothing then?
Nothing. Blank. Blank.
Blank. Yeah.
So I had a good blood report. So the first time in a long time.
Well, good.
So
yeah.
My glucose was down. Everything was down. My weight was down by 28 pounds.
All right. Well, way to go.
Yeah,
nice job.
So anyway, so very, 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 very good. So I'm still not done.
Did you get new glasses?
I did.
I was going to say, those look a little different.
I had
to
get new glasses, and, you know, there's something in the back of my eye they were concerned about, so they put some medication on it.
Ah.
Yeah, wasn't very pleasant.
Really?
So, yeah, I had to wait 2 hours before I could drive, so.
This should help the reffing, then?
Well, I still had to wait 2 hours before I had to drive. We'll just move on. No, I don't know. They saw something in the back they were kind of concerned about, so. They just wanted to recheck it, and so they dropped some kind of medicine in there, and so you should be okay in a couple hours to drive. Well, what do I do? Oh, you can sit in our lounge.
Oh.
Thank you.
Fun.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. The closest store was made to, like, it was like a, I don't know, was it like a THC shop or one of those fake marijuana, you know, those.
Oh, yeah.
They go, a lot of people go over there, and I said, I'm not a lot of people. I'm just me. No thanks.
Sit and read a magazine.
And then.
We couldn't see. That's right.
No.
So, yeah.
And then Wendy's.
Oh, Wendy's. Well,
yeah.
There you go.
I had Wendy's and it's like, oh boy.
And that wouldn't go for your diet.
No.
I doubt there's anything on the Wendy's menu that would.
Isn't it Blizzard? Or not a Blizzard, but a.
No, it's Frosty.
Frosty?
Frosty.
Wouldn't that hit the.
That would have hit the spot, but I don't think that would hit the diet.
It
would have hit the diet.
It would hit the diet.
Negatively.
Yeah, negative,
yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
When we lived in Wausau, there was a Wendy's just down the street. That's when I was introduced to the square hamburger.
The square hamburgers.
And a baked potato and chili.
Oh, their chili's good.
So, for a young guy, that was a, you know, you could, for a buck, you could go get chili or.
With cheese on it.
Loaded potato or whatever.
Loaded, yes. Because didn't their loaded potato have, like, chili on it and stuff?
Chili, or you get chili or sour cream and chives,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
I knew the menu pretty well.
Yeah. And now I think they have a strawberry frosty.
Yeah.
So.
They're hard to find, those franchises. I don't know. I think there's one in Dubuque, maybe.
I think.
Used to be, anyway.
I think there's two of them in Dubuque.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. That might be the closest.
Or they just won. Yeah, it could be the closest. La Crosse has a couple. So, but La Crosse has one, and then Onalaska has one.
Right. There's a lot of the franchises I don't even recognize anymore. I know. You go to Madison and it'll be like, what? I've never heard of that before.
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
Yeah. So
I know.
A lot of them have popped up.
What we do recognize, though, is like the Phoenix Center.
And well, local Ma and Pa.
Oh, my goodness. The Richland restaurant, the family restaurant down there. And then you have TKO Barbecue. All kind of.
A lot of good places.
A lot of good places.
Los Amigos.
Los Amigos.
Yep. Yeah.
And then La Vatanga.
Mm-hmm.
All kind of good places to eat. So, I mean, you could probably go to Advanced Dairy and or Advanced Well and Pump, and probably Shelly would probably give you something down there to eat.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so
maybe Larry's lunch,
maybe
sandwich, or something.
He could play a trumpet while you
while we eat.
Yep. Yep.
Serenade us.
You know, today is Thursday.
Today is Thursday, the day after Valentine's Day.
Today is
Day.
Clementine Day.
Clementine Day for your dog.
For my dog. I can't believe everybody celebrates my dog's day.
Uh huh. That's very nice.
Yeah. I haven't seen a Winston Day though.
Winston,
yeah. Winston and Clementine. Winston's my other dog.
Who's Winston named after? Churchill?
Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
And then Clementine is named after his wife, Clementine Churchill.
Huh. I did not know that you were into the British history like that.
I love history, especially the World War II era. What, you know how many courageous people and, you know.
Absolutely.
They were just amazing people back then.
Right.
I mean, just amazing. So,
right.
And I'm not
like
saying
we
don't have those today. I'm just saying that the courage back then is just
yep.
unreal of
yep.
what we have today.
There's an awesome book called Tailspin that people have been reading. And it's, in fact, it's part of a community read. You can check out more at the Brewer Public Library. But John Armbruster is the author from the Soldiers Grove area.
Oh, really?
He wrote it. He's going to be on the morning show next month, too,
to join us.
So that's going to be awesome. Yeah. I've heard nothing but good things about the book. I've got to pick it up and read it myself.
I think that Daniel Miller, Oh Cooch Books and Libations.
He's got it right there. That's a good plug.
And if you're really good, you could visit Mastodon Records right there next door and maybe get it, you know, a book.
Huh.
A book on a tape.
They have a record store? I can't believe that. Really? They have a record store? How did I not know about that?
I think you knew about it. I think everybody has their own entrance, and then Phil has his own entrance
yeah,
with his own key.
Yeah, yeah.
Right or wrong?
I've been there a few times. In fact, it's pretty bad when I had a lady call and say, now, do you own the record store? No, I don't, but I've been there before. What do you do, Hank? What do you do?
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
Today's World Record Day.
I'm supposed to be cleaning records out.
Yeah,
you know?
And you're just purchasing more.
Well.
You know, we have the little shed back there. Maybe we should open that up and just put your records in there.
No, that wouldn't be a good idea either.
How come? Because you wouldn't have them with you.
Well, that and, you know, they'd be out of my possession then. They'd belong to Civic Media. If I
no,
did that.
They wouldn't.
They wouldn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Huh.
No.
Yeah, the Kansas town unofficially broke two Guinness World Records in International Pancake Day, Hank.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. The longest line of pancakes and the highest pancake toss were attempted in the 75th International Pancake Day. It takes place in conjunction with Shrove Tuesday in Olney, England as well. But Liberals International Pancake Day nonprofit attempted the pancake line record on Monday, creating a 923.23-foot line, approximately 2,800 flapjacks. That's crazy, isn't it? That'd take a lot of syrup.
It would.
To eat those. Frank Hampton, Liberals pancake maestro, attempted the record Tuesday morning for the highest pancake flip. And how high do you think that he could go with his flip there, Hank?
I'm going to say 430 feet.
No, 32 feet. Current record of 31 feet and 1 inch was set in 2010. You think about it, that's a really high.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what I have? Guess what I found.
What's that?
Kansas town breaks two pancake records for records for International Pancake Day.
That's what I just said.
I know.
Did you get marked on your report card back in school for listening, did you? Henry could do better if he'd be a better listener.
That's kind of like I used the same report that my brother did about 4 years later.
Really?
Yeah. We had the same dog.
Oh.
A Minneapolis couple was remodeling their bathroom and found decades-old love letters.
Oh.
So those people that had the love letters did not send them to the toilet paper place.
Oh, they did on Valentine's Day.
Remodeling a bathroom made a surprising discovery behind a wall, a pair of love letters that could be nearly a century old. Matt and Carrie Tesmer said they found numerous treasures inside the wall behind the toilet, including containers for medicines, glycerin, rose water, razor blades, and some Minneapolis-made toiletries from long defunct brands. Huh. So, wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Why would you put your love letters in the wall?
Apparently, if you keep reading, it was addressed to Hazel and Pauline, so this guy was writing both of them. Declaring his love and devotion for both.
Wait a minute.
No Hank there.
His name was Zebulon Bray. Huh. Must be one of your ancestors.
Runs in the family. Hey, did you hear about the overturned truck in Nevada?
No, I did not.
Overturned truck covers highway and Dr. Pepper and 7-Up. And I hit an unusual traffic hiccup when an overturned truck covered up roadways and cans of bottles of Dr. Pepper and 7-Up. Nevada State Police said the truck overturned on Interstate 80 between Mogul and Garson in the Reno area. The truck ended up on its side, spilling crates loaded with cans and bottles of Dr. Pepper into the roadway.
What a sticky mess.
Yeah, it was a lot of hiccups there.
I bet. Now, if I was driving along there on Route 80. No, I'm thinking the Pontiac Vibe would probably just stick. Yeah. You know, be like, you know, if you spill something on your floor and you don't clean it up right away, I wouldn't know about this, but I've heard it.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But, you know, you step in, it's like, oh, you can barely get your foot off the floor.
Hey, I clean, you know, you and I are headed to the Dells
right?
on Saturday.
Right?
Uh-oh, we got trouble.
Yes,
T-R-O-U-B.
Okay, thanks, Dwayne.
Yep. Is that another note?
Cat got her tongue this morning, yes, I guess.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
She usually has everything to say.
Right.
Oh. What? Calm down, ladies. Calm down.
You got the stink eye look.
Well, yes, I did.
Go ahead.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
Oh.
We're going to the Dells.
Yeah, we're going to the Dells on Saturday. You ought to see the Blazer that I cleaned up for you, Phil.
Oh, you got the car cleaned
up?
It
is clean. I mean, you're going to set it and go, am I allowed in here?
Huh. Well.
I mean, it is spotless.
Huh. After we visit the King after wrestling, right. And I wear my Burger King crown. And
we're going to do that in the morning time. That way you can wear your crown all day.
They won't be open at that time.
Oh, they have breakfast over there.
I don't think it'll be that early.
You don't think it will?
We got to go pretty early on Saturday morning.
It is. Am I going to be up in time?
I don't know.
You may have to drive.
Yeah, well, I can do that, too.
You can drive the Blazer.
Drive the Blazer?
Yeah, because we can both sleep in the Blazer. We found that out last June.
Sure, but not while we're both driving, you know. Well, I'm driving. I better not sleep.
Why? You do it all the time. I got a couple questions for you, Phil.
All right.
The most popular search term on Google in America during 2022 was Betty White. Is that fact or a bunch of ink?
I'd say that's probably true.
It is a fact. The first... Where it was election results.
Huh? Oh.
Yeah.
So, the first was election result. Betty White was third. Was that the day, the year she passed away?
I think it was.
I believe it was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Founding father, Thomas Jefferson, encouraged women to defend themselves against men by being offensive to the nose.
Offensive to the nose.
Right.
I'd say that's probably true.
It is actually false.
Really?
That makes no sense. I see. All right, young man.
Sounded wacky enough to be true.
Worldwide, dogs are the most preferred pet, but cats are the most popular pet within the European Union.
I'll say that's true.
It is true. That's a top cat right there.
Top cat.
Yeah.
That used to be a cartoon on Saturday morning.
Top cat.
Yep, exactly. One that not a lot of people remember, but
I don't remember that.
Yep, Top Cat. It was kind of a takeoff on, I'm trying to think, the kind of like the Honeymooners, you know, Jackie Gleason.
Do you remember, like, it was the early 2000s or the late 1990s where the Two Angry Beavers were the cartoon, the hit? It was called Two Angry Beavers.
I don't know that I do. That's a lot of
my goodness, yeah. And I can't find them anywhere.
Yeah. The cartoon I do remember from that era is Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
He was kind of a takeoff on Elvis.
Hey. It's kind of like you, Phil.
Hey, ladies. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, calm down, ladies.
I wanted to be Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, you are Johnny Philo. Philo, have a great day. Everybody be kind.
That's right. That's Hank Bray.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
This day in history, 1941, Duke Ellington recorded Take the A-Train with his band. Disney released the movie Cinderella. The year was 1950. And for the first time, one act had five songs in the Billboard Hot 100 list. It was, of course, the Beatles with I Want to Hold Your Hand, I Saw Her Standing There, She Loves You, Please Please Me, and My Bonnie. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored today by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High-Tech, Skechers, Bearpaw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Emmett Jarr and Jackson Lafferty from Richland Center Primary School. Happy 16th, Wyatt Banker. Hope you have a fantastic day. We love you from Mom, Dad, Grayson, and Riley. To Brooke Daly from Andy, Annie, Jake, and Luke. Happy third birthday to Mason Arnold Benson from Lori and the Guys. And to Mason Benson, my birthday buddy from Uncle Butch and Aunt Mardardette. I guess it is. Have a great day. To Ronald Deckert from Cindy, happy birthday today. Hope you have a great day. We have a wish today for others in the area, such as a nice note for Lou Kretz. Lots of love from Paul, Dan, from Kelly, Gavin, Delaney, Jill, and Easton. Dennis Brenneman from Lori and the Guys. Have a great day today. To Susan Schupner from Sherry and Brandy. Have a great day, Susan. Here again for Wyatt Banker. Hope your day is a great, fun day. Love from Grammy Kathy and from Grandpa and Grandma to Wyatt Banker. Happy birthday to amazing godmother, the Queen of Twin Bluffs, Margaret Rosing, the woman that remembers everyone else's birthday. It's time to remember her from Lori and the Guys. To retired 18101 from retired 18066. Also to Margaret Rosing from niece Anita, classmate Dave, and the rest of the family. To Margaret Rosing from some fellow named Butch, have a great day today. Also to favorite sister Margaret, have an awesome day celebrating from brother Dave and Donna. To Margaret from Joe and Christy Durst, Jeremy, Emily, and Jet, have a great day from your brother John. Also to Sister Margaret from Pete. It's also Arnold's birthday from Grandpa and Piglet today. Have a great day. Happy birthday to 18101, a.k.a. Marge Rosing, all your friends from Rockwell Automation. Thank you for not forgetting us. We hope you have the best birthday ever. Also to Margaret and your number one daughter, Julie and Brad, check in. The Bug Gomer and Little Gomer, Landon and Carrick, say happy birthday. And from Joe and Christy, have a great day. We have a wish for Father Gary Wankurl from the Durst Cousins, and have a great day to Father Gary Wankurl from Lori and the guys. To Celeste Manning from Richland Center Free Methodist Church, also to Tim Anderson, birthday greetings from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy birthday, Kimberly Connolly from Schmidwillen Hills, residents and staff. Here's a note that says, please wish our dear friend Lou Kretz a very happy birthday from her friends Norm and Mary Sandmeyer. To Lou Kretz, Celeste Manning, and Gary McCleary from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Margaret Rosing, Emmett Jarr, Lou Kretz, Jennifer Gillette, and to Brooke Daly. Have a great day today from all of your friends at the RC Lions. Happy birthday from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Heidi Steadley, to Hannah Campbell, Mike Campbell, and happy anniversary, Davina and Chad Meckley, and Robert Sr. and Alice Bone, celebrating anniversaries.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver, all at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelenic. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Thank you so much for joining us today on WRCO Radio. We're at 32 degrees, 2-hour delay for Riverdale, Kickapoo, and Pleasant Ridge Waldorf schools today.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry.
Charlie Rich at the keys and the most beautiful girl in the world. He needs to call the lost and found, it sounds like. Fan club for Margaret Rosing continue to check in. To Aunt Margaret from Arnold, Piglet, Lisa, and Mike, we hope you have a nice day. Also, happy birthday to Arnold Benson from Grandpa this morning. And a happy birthday wish to Mason, a.k.a. Arnold Benson, from Mom, Dad, and Mackenzie. Joanne has the news coming up next. Finley wishing you the best. We'll also check sports and play trivia next hour.
Looking for the perfect love seat and sofa set? Well, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has you covered. For those that love the cool look of leather, but the long, warm feel for fabric, the Stoneland Reclining Sofa and Reclining Love Seat set delivers both with ease. Its high-performance padded faux leather is remarkably durable and easy to clean. Just the thing for family spaces. Not to mention fashion-forward flair. Shop the Valentine's Day sale now through February 17th, only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 32 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and the Philback family of dealerships. A winter weather advisory is ended. However, partly cloudy to sunny and breezy today with a high of 35. Tonight, passing clouds with a low of 20. Currently in Richland Center, after a dusting of snow here at the WRCO studios, it's 32 degrees.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. The National Weather Service now says last week's tornado near Evansville was more damaging than first thought. Meteorologists say new aerial photos and more reports from the area show that the tornado was around 750 yards wide at its most powerful northeast of Evansville. The tornado was rated an EF2 with winds of up to 130 miles per hour. One more injury was reported when a vehicle with someone inside of it was pushed off the road by the storm. Officials say the first tornadoes ever recorded in Wisconsin in the usually frigid month of February caused more than $2.4 million in damages. They said Wednesday that the tornadoes that ripped through Rock County February 8th killed some cattle and hit 30 homes. Kevin Wernett, director of Rock County Emergency Management, says the damage estimates don't include agricultural impacts to silos, barns, and equipment. Officials say more than $2 million in damages were reported in the town of Porter, and more than $320,000 in damages were reported in the town of Fulton. They say two homes were destroyed and 10 sustained major damage. The state Senate Tuesday passed a bill that would send $2 million to Richland County as part of a grant program designed to help local governments that were formerly home to two-year branch campuses of the Universities of Wisconsin. The bill requires the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to award grants for costs associated with the redevelopment of buildings or other sites owned by the county on which a branch campus will no longer be used for academic purposes. A branch campus is described in the bill as any of the former two-year college campuses that were partnered with a four-year UW System campus in the 2018 UW System restructuring. The bill also states the WEDC must award a $2 million grant to Richland County before awarding a grant to any other of the former UW campus entities. The Richland campus was the first in the system to close and is one of four so far that are closing. $6 million will be available for the grants in the first 2 years if it becomes law. The bill was authored by Senator Howard Markline. Richland County Administrator Candace Pesch was thankful to Senator Markline and Assembly Representative Tony Kurtz for their work in getting this bill passed. More than 100 people will lose their jobs in Madison when a printing plant ceases operations. CJK Group, parent company of Sheridan, Wisconsin, formerly known as Web Crafters, sent a layoff notice to the State Department of Workforce Development and city officials, citing a significant downturn in business at the plant. The company said layoffs of 116 workers will begin in April and continue until the plant fully closes in late June. CGK, with operations in six countries, purchased the plant in 2017. Two men arrested for drug running at the Middleton Airport have made their initial appearance in the federal court. The FBI says 36-year-old Corvallis Stewart and 35-year-old Larry Williamson Jr. were caught at the airport last week with over 46 pounds of fentanyl pills and 17 pounds of methamphetamine mixture. Agents say they were tipped off by someone at an Arizona airstrip who said the two men claimed they were getting practice time in the air by flying to Wisconsin in a private rental plane. Agents allegedly found the men at the airport with the drugs inside their vehicle. The two could face life in prison on the charges. First Lady Jill Biden is back in Wisconsin this week. According to a press release from the White House, the First Lady will be in Green Bay Friday afternoon to highlight how the Biden administration's policies are benefiting students. She'll visit the Rail Yard Innovation District and join a roundtable to spotlight efforts to expand career-connected learning in high school and college. Wisconsin is a crucial state in the race for president. In 2020, Joe Biden beat Donald Trump here by some 20,000 votes. The annual Casanova Turkey Busters Fishery will be held this Saturday from 8 to 3 at the Lee Lake Boat Landing in Casanova. The event is hosted by the Casanova Turkey Busters. Chuck Keller is a member of the Turkey Busters.
We've been doing this for 25 years, and it's about the same group of people. There's a lot of consistency, and, you know, in 25 years, we've seen just about every condition possible. And in there, we also had a global pandemic to deal with.
With warmer weather this winter, Keller says the ice has been a concern.
Members of our executive committee went out and checked out the lake Sunday, and they reported that the ice looks good, about 9 to 12 inches of ice everywhere they checked. When you're dealing with ice, it's never safe, all right? Anytime you go on a frozen body of water, it's never 100% safe, so you always have to be use precaution. They reported that the ice is solid, except for a couple areas, and the Lee Lake in Casanova is a flowage. Water flows in, water flows out. So in areas where the water flows in, the warm water, it's not as safe. And right by the dam where the water flows out, not quite so safe. But other areas we found to be very good. So because of that, we are hosting our fishing tournament.
Precautions will be taken for added safety.
Underneath the bridge in Casanova that historically has always been kind of the last to freeze, so we're going to advise people not to go in that area. You know, some of our shoreline is riprapped rocks, you know, southern exposure, the sun hits the rocks, warms things up, you know, you just got to be careful. So we've got a plan in place where we're going to guide people, so to speak, not physically guide them, but give them advice. And so if you're familiar with our lake, a lot of people have been out pre-fishing. They already know these things. If you're new to the lake, stop by the fishery headquarters. You know, somebody from the Turkey Busters will give you some guidance on where to go and things to look out for.
Keller says fishing has been good this year and prizes will be awarded for fish caught.
First prize, largest game fish, is $100. And there's some other fish in the lake other than game fish. You know, they call them rough fish. And one year we had somebody catch a really large rough fish through the ice, and that won it. And we thought, well, okay, we changed it to game fish. So the biggest game fish, $100. And then there's prizes by category, and that would be like the panfish categories. And then what we're known for is kids' prizes. And, you know, it's really a kid's event disguised in an adult activity. And any kid that comes and registers a fish, you know, there's a good chance they're going to receive some type of a prize. It's all about that next generation, you know, getting them going. So Lee Lake in Casanova is a huge numbers lake, a lot of panfish. And so there's a lot of kids' prizes as well.
You are invited to participate in the fishery this Saturday at Lee Lake in Cazenovia. Fish registration will be held from 8 to 3. The cost to participate is by buying at least one raffle ticket. The ticket makes you eligible for fish prizes and the 6 top prizes listed on the ticket. Tickets are priced at $2. The drawing for the main raffle prizes will be at 3, and you do not have to be present to win. If you don't fish, plan to attend to enjoy the food, refreshments, and raffles. Public Health Sauk County and local hospitals have launched a community health survey of area residents ages 13 and older. The 5-minute survey asks what is going well in the health of your community and what needs improvement. In past years, survey respondents focused on issues like mental health, substance use, housing, social isolation, healthy eating, exercise, and dental care. The survey is available online and on paper in both English and Spanish. Everyone who completes the survey has a chance to win one of 10 $100 gift cards. The confidential survey is a part of a larger community health needs assessment that is done every 3 years. Results of the assessment will drive community health improvement plans through 2027. The survey is being conducted jointly by Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sauk Prairie Healthcare, SSM Health, St. Clair Hospital, and Public Health Sauk County. It is available online at bit.ly/SaukSurvey. A Spanish version is also available. For a paper survey or more information, contact Jody Molitor, Health Educator, Public Health Sauk County, at 608-355-4315.
Hello friends, Ellie here from Chet's. I don't know about your birds, but ours have been loving this winter of white snow and the crunch of Chet's delicious birdseed. Stop down and grab a bag of sunflower seeds and Chet's special. Suet cakes are buy 12, get one free. We even have corn and shell nuts for the squirrels too. And as always, thank you for supporting our small business, because without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today is Thursday, February 15th. Kenneth Allen Ressler, 71 of Warrens, died Friday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. A graveside service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery in Keysville. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. Kenneth Allen Ressler, 71 of Warrens. Judith Ann, Judy Berg, 80 of Spring Green, formerly a Plain, died Monday due to failing health. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial following at St. Luke's Catholic Cemetery in Plain. Friends may call today at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home from 4 to 8. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The family requests memorial donations in lieu of flowers. Judith Ann, Judy Berg, 80 of Spring Green, formerly of Plain. Malcolm Mick Ladd, 85 of Lone Rock, died Saturday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Bear Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 5 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Malcolm Mick Ladd, 85 of Lone Rock. Evelyn May Romanowski, 90 of Dodgeville, formerly of Richland Center, died Friday at Upland Hills Nursing Home after a brief illness. A private celebration of life will be held in Nashville, Tennessee. In lieu of flowers, consider donating to Upland Hills Hospice. The Gorgon McGinley and Harris Funeral Home in Dodgeville is assisting the family of Evelyn May Romanowski, 90 of Dodgeville, formerly of Richland Center.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
The 8 o'clock news on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM